I'm Health Coach Heather, and you are listening to episode 212, Blood Type A. You are listening to the Nourished Connections podcast, hosted by Health Coach Heather, master health coach and wellness educator specializing in family health. This show is about raising a strong, healthy, resilient family with confidence and courage in a confused world. So hang out with me each week to learn practical coaching tips, parenting advice, nutrition and exercise suggestions, and stress reducers to apply to your mental and physical well-being. All right, episode 212 of the Nourished Connections podcast. Here we go. You guys ready for this one? This is calling all my type A blood type people. Okay, if you have blood type A, this podcast episode is exactly for you. Because last week we hit type O, next week we'll hit type B, but this one is for my type A people. And I know there's many of you out there. So I want to just remind you that when I was doing some gym training at Mountainside Fitness and teaching classes back in, I would say it was 2018, right in there. I remember sitting in a steam room talking with a girl who was a dietitian. And I was just learning about the blood type diets because this is what I was learning when I was in nutrition school at IIN. And she happened to mention the blood type diet, and she would say, whenever I had a client who was trying to get the last 5 or 10 pounds off, I would put them on the blood type diet. And I was like, what the heck? That is exactly what I'm studying. Tell me more. And so she just said, yeah, when people are eating right for their type, for their blood type, I always see improvements in all of their markers. And so I really took it serious, and I took it as the first sign of bioindividuality that not all of us can be on the same diet and thrive. We're all different, including our blood types. And no one takes that into full consideration when they're eating foods. They might just try the keto diet or the paleo diet or Whole30, whatever else is out there, vegan, vegetarian, and it might not be right for their blood type. And we have thousands of studies now that show us the blood types and the different foods that inflame the person's body. So with that background, let's go ahead and talk about my type A people. We're going to talk about their food list today. And we're going to just be talking about what they can do, okay, to help their body out. So type A blood is one of the four main blood types determined by the presence or absence of specific antigens on the surface of red blood cells. So here's a quick overview. The antigens, number one, type A blood has A antigens on the surface of its red blood cells. Number two, antibodies. Individuals with type A blood produce antibodies against type B blood antigens. These antibodies recognize and attack foreign type B blood cells. Number three, compatibility. Type A blood can receive blood from type A and type O donors, but not from type B or AB donors. It can donate blood to individuals with type A and AB blood. Genetics. The inheritance of blood type is determined by genes from both parents. A person with type A blood may have inherited an A gene from one parent and an O gene from the other, resulting in type A blood. Health implications. While blood type alone doesn't dictate overall health, some studies suggest that certain blood types may be associated with specific health conditions. For example, individuals with type A blood may have a slightly increased risk of developing heart disease and certain cancers. So this is why I feel it's important to know this stuff so that you can take out the inflammatory foods from your diet now. Diet recommendations. Well, the blood type diet, which was popularized by a naturopathic physician, Dr. Peter D'Adamo. I don't really know how to pronounce his last name. I've said it so many ways. D'Adamo. Dr. Peter D'Adamo suggests that individuals with type A blood may benefit from a primary plant-based diet, including fruits, vegetables, grains, and legumes. This diet proposes that certain foods may be better metabolized by individuals based on their blood type. Number 7, population distribution. Type A blood is prevalent in many populations worldwide, but its frequency varies among different ethnic groups and regions. So it's important to note that while blood type can provide some insights into health and dietary recommendations, individual health should be assessed holistically, considering factors such as overall diet, lifestyle, and medical history. Now, as far as personality is concerned, because I just think this is fascinating, type A individuals, they're often described as cooperative, sensitive, and detail-oriented. They may be perceived as perfectionists who value harmony and order in their relationships and environment. So if you're a type A blood, are you like that? Is that you? All right, now let's talk about what are the symptoms. If a type A blood is not eating right for their type, what are they going to experience? Well, definitely like our type O's, you're going to experience digestive issues. Very much digestive discomfort, bloating, irregular bowel movements, lots of gas if you consume foods that are not compatible with your blood type. You're also going to experience fatigue. So you're going to feel lethargy, you're going to feel fatigue, possibly different times throughout the day. You're going to see some weight gain. You're going to be prone to weight gain if you consume the foods that are not optimal for your blood type. So we don't want to be eating a bunch of inflammatory foods that are packaged anyways, but just taking a look at our list, our food list, just to see if even some of those healthy foods aren't making us bloated or gain weight, okay? You're going to have some immune system challenges. So when you're consuming the wrong foods, it can weaken your immune system, which might make you more susceptible to infections or illness. That right there is a reason for me to want to at least give the blood type diet, this way of eating, just a deeper look at, a better try, so that I can really see how I feel by the end of my 30 days of eating right for my blood type. Okay. So now let's go over your food list, shall we? This is where you'll want to either grab a paper and a pencil, or you're going to grab my freebie. I have a freebie for you of this list in the show notes of this podcast, along with some recipes. I want you to get started on your health journey here. Print this off and let's keep the conversation going. Be part of my community so I can continue to help you with your health and your family's health and your family's mental health, okay? Okay, now keep in mind that when I read you this list, type A people, I'm not going to read you your neutral foods because there's going to be a whole category of neutral I'm only going to read you what's beneficial and what you should avoid. Anything I don't mention is neutral to your body, meaning it won't affect it negatively or positively. So go ahead and eat it if you want to. All right. So starting with the meats for type A, none are beneficial for you. And that doesn't include seafood, of course, but we're just talking about meat here. None is beneficial. And the meats you are to avoid are beef, bacon, bison, duck, ham, lamb, and rabbit. All right. Anything I didn't mention is free game. The seafood that's beneficial for you is cod, carp, salmon, that's wild caught, sardines, escargot, trout, and whitefish. The seafood you should avoid are anchovies, bass, catfish, caviar, clam, conch, crab, eel, lobster, halibut, shrimp, smoked salmon. Okay, that's our seafood. Let's go into the beans that are beneficial. Beans, okay? Adzuki beans, string beans, black-eyed peas, fava beans, lentils of all types are good for you. Pinto beans, soybeans, and soybeans like tempeh, tofu, soybean pasta, things like that. So keep in mind when you're buying soy, because it can mess with some estrogen, we don't want to eat it every day. I would say eat it sparingly and also look for non-GMO organic types, okay? The beans to avoid are garbanzo beans, chickpeas, kidney beans, lima beans, navy beans. Your dairy and eggs that are beneficial are pecorino cheese and Romanian urda. There's no other dairy that's beneficial for you. So here's what you should avoid. Avoid American, blue cheese, brie cheese, cheddar cheese, Colby cheese, cottage cheese, cream cheese, Swiss cheese, gorgonzola cheese, Gouda cheese, Gruyere, half and half, ice cream, buttermilk, cow's milk, Monterey Jack, Parmesan, Romano, Roquefort, Stilton, string cheese, and whey protein powder. So can you see the caution here for you to get dairy out of your diet, my type A people? Get it out. Okay, I didn't mention eggs, so go ahead and eat eggs. All right, let's move into the fruit that is beneficial for you. Apricots, blackberries, blueberries, boysenberries, cherries, cranberries, figs, grapefruit, jackfruit, lemon and lime, pineapple, plums, prunes. Here's your fruits to avoid. Banana, bitter melon, coconut meat, honeydew, mango, orange, papaya, plantain, tangerine. Here are your vegetables that are beneficial for your body. Alfalfa sprouts, artichoke, beet greens, broccoli, carrots, celery, chicory, collard greens, dandelion greens, escarole, fennel, garlic, grape leaves, kale, kohlrabi, leeks, romaine lettuce, mushrooms, okra, onion, parsnips, pumpkin, sea vegetables, spinach, Swiss chard, tomatillo, turnips. All right, the vegetables you need to avoid are cabbage, capers, eggplant, shiitake mushrooms, black olives, bell peppers, chili peppers, jalapeno, pickle brine, pickle vinegar, white potato, rhubarb, sauerkraut, sweet potato, tomato, and yam. I know those are all amazing vegetables. You are not supposed to have them, my type A. Anything I didn't mention is neutral. Oils and fats that are beneficial for you are apricot kernel oil, black currant oil, flaxseed or linseed oil, olive oil, and walnut oil. The fats you should avoid are coconut oil, corn oil, cottonseed oil, hazelnut oil, lard, margarine, palm oil, and peanut oil. Anything not mentioned is neutral. The nuts and seeds that are beneficial for you are chestnuts, flaxseed, peanut butter, peanut flour, peanuts, pumpkin seeds, and walnuts. But the nuts and seeds you should avoid are Brazil nuts, cashew butter, cashews, pistachio nuts. Anything else is neutral. The herbs that are beneficial for you are fennel, ginger, horseradish, parsley, and turmeric. But the herbs you should avoid are chili powder, black pepper, cayenne pepper, and wintergreen. Let's talk about the beverages for my type A. Beverages you can drink. Aloe juice, apricot juice, blackberry juice, blueberry juice, burdock tea, carrot juice, celery juice, chamomile tea, cherry juice, cranberry juice, echinacea tea, fenugreek tea, ginger root tea, ginseng tea, grapefruit juice, hawthorn tea, lemon water, lime juice, milk thistle tea, soy milk, pineapple juice, prune juice, rose hip tea, St. John's wort tea, slippery elm tea, which is great for the stomach if you have any digestive issues. Valerian tea is also amazing for that. And vegetable juices from Beneficials. All right, beverages to avoid are beer, black tea, catnip tea, cayenne tea, coconut milk, liquor, mango juice, orange juice, papaya juice, red clover tea, rhubarb tea, seltzer water, soda, any kind of soda, tomato juice. All right, and that is all I have for you guys for my type A blood. But I would like to mention the types of exercise that is beneficial for my type A blood people. And that would include a combination of cardiovascular exercise, strength training, and flexibility exercises for balance. Okay, so here are just some guidelines, some cardiovascular exercise. You might engage in aerobic activities such as brisk walking, jogging, cycling, swimming, or dancing to improve your cardiovascular health, endurance, and overall fitness. You're going to want to do some mind-body exercises, so consider yoga, tai chi, or qigong, which can help reduce stress, improve flexibility, and promote relaxation for you. And then, of course, we don't want to forget the muscles. We want to do some strength training, do some upper body weight, some resistance bands, or weights to build muscle strength, improve bone density, your low body weight, and just support overall physical health. So maybe just include a couple days of some good strength training in there of lifting some weights. Then you're going to want to do some low impact activities, such as walking, maybe some light cycling or some swimming, some water aerobics, to maybe some trampoline too, some rebounding, just to reduce the risk of injury, minimize stress on the joints, particularly if you have any underlying joint issues or conditions. And then just a variety of balance. So aim for a balanced exercise routine that includes a variety of activities to target different muscle groups, prevent boredom, and promote overall fitness and well-being. So just listen to your body there, but there are some good guidelines for you type A's to follow. Okay, I hope that this podcast was helpful for you. If you're looking for some coaching or some guidance along the way for you, your family, your kids, I want you to reach out to me at yourhealthcoacheshere@gmail.com to inquire more about my coaching. You can always go to healthcoachheather.com to learn more about my coaching, but I look forward to helping you any way I can this year in 2024. Be sure to grab your freebie of the food guide list and recipes. Have a great day. Hey there, listeners. If you are ready to create deeper connection with your family, have more meaningful conversations, and overcome any obstacles in your family life, including eating a healthier diet, exercising together as a family, and practicing some good mental health habits together, you're going to want to join Harmony at Home coaching program. Go to healthcoachheather.com and you can fill out an application right there. I look forward to being your family's health and life coach in 2024.